Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a few minutes, we will get to some of the madness in college football over the weekend. Maybe some of our complaints with YouTube TV, because we know a lot of us are super mad about losing ESPN. And then at 7:20, we will get to Monday Night Football. Cardinals and Cowboys squaring off. We'll give you our best bets for that. But then, now it feels like this is the real test of my strength. Because over the weekend, I said, you know what? I survived an entire weekend without ABC and ESPN. But now it's Monday night, and we have Monday Night Football, and your girl is very much an NFL girl.
Yeah.
So is this when I break? Is this when I say, okay, it's time to subscribe to something else? Because clearly there is not a resolution in sight for YouTube TV and ESPN.
No, there's not going to be a resolution. I mean, one of these sides could have been a real hero this week, Chelsea. And they could have given a free trial for this brand new spanking app that they were looking for everybody to get on. And instead, they're like, here's College Game Day for free, but you got to pay to watch all the games. And you're like, oh, thank you. Wow. Awesome. Hooray. Love that for us. This might be when you break. But so here's what I did. I got a day pass to Sling TV, and it was $4.99. And I did that route because I was like, well, I don't need Sling TV all the time. You know, I need it for work, for college football, because I actually have to watch these games. Like, I can't not watch these. It's part of my job. I should probably expense this. I might need to talk to somebody about that. But I did the day pass. So if it's worth, you know, $4 or whatever, you know, let's just say you have a, you know, cash a big bet, maybe you could do the day pass to watch the Monday Night Football and then not have to worry about paying, because I think Sling TV is like $60 a month or something like that. Not worry about paying $60 a month to use it for what ends up being like 8 days. It's just more, it's a better financial decision to pay for it as you need it.
Well, here's the crazy part is you were mentioning that Sling TV doesn't even have Fox. Like,
yeah, I couldn't watch the World Series. So I still was using YouTube TV to watch that.
Because here's the problem that we ran into is that we looked into changing providers, but YouTube TV has already billed us for this month. So, like, I feel like they knew this with the timing. So, it's like, okay, you can go ahead and cancel, but, like, you are paying for this through November 30th. So, if you change now, you will be paying for two providers. So
yeah.
I don't know where we go from here, but we already have the Disney Hulu, I think it's ESPN of some sort package. And I thought to myself, oh, great, we'll have ESPN programming. No.
No.
Like, you have to subscribe to something else.
You get 30 for 30. Yeah. You have like the ESPN Plus bundle. So where if you wanted to watch like late league soccer, you can watch that and you can watch 30 for 30. I don't even know if they still make 30 for 30s on a regular basis. That was like a Bill Simmons thing. I think they've tried to distance themselves a little bit from that. So now exactly, that's like what I ran into though. If there's an ESPN Plus and an ESPN Unlimited, can you just make one? Especially if you're going to charge $30 for one of them. Like why would you even offer the other one?
Or they need
Nobody
a package
loves 30
that's
for 30.
Like just the games, maybe? Because here's the thing that makes me the maddest, is that if this was ESPN at its peak, where everybody was watching SportsCenter, everybody was watching Around the Horn, everybody was watching E60, I wouldn't mind like paying extra, because like I watch that channel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't even watch ESPN programming. Like, I watch the games, but I am not there for the Stephen A. Smith 4-hour extravaganza. And that's what makes me the maddest. I wouldn't mind paying extra if I love the channel, but right now it does not feel it's at its peak.
No. Like, I can't. I like shows. Like, I like NFL Live. I'm not paying, you know, $30 a month to watch NFL Live. I like some of the basketball shows they do. I'm not paying for that. I'm good on any of the Stephen A. Smith stuff. You're not going to find me watching that. Pat McAfee posts all of his stuff on Twitter anyway, so I'll just do that. And he has the licensing with YouTube. So if I wanted to watch Pat McAfee, which I'm not a loyal listener all the time, I would just go to YouTube for that. I'm not going to pay for it. They don't have enough quality programming to make that price justifiable outside of the games. The games are kind of worth it to me. Like, I love watching the games. But you know what also sucks? You know what I learned this weekend, Chelsea? Apparently, I guess a quad box is like this industry secret, because YouTube TV is the only one that can do it. Sling can't do a quad box. Even if you pay the $30 for the ESPN thing, they can't do a quad box. I'm like, you're going to upcharge us all of these different things, and you can't even do a quad box? Hell, it took 2 years for YouTube TV to make us, or allow us to create our own quad box. Can't win.
Why are we being punished? Like,
capitalism.
What did sports fans do to deserve this? I don't understand, because there have been like little things over the past where we've had these disputes between YouTube TV and like, who is it, like TBS, like right before, was it March
and CBS
Madness?
And Fox, and yeah, it's like every single year.
Right. And then the other thing is that like, I love baseball, and it's wild to me that so many of these providers do not provide MLB Network, because it is so hard to find good baseball content. ESPN does not want to touch baseball with a 10-foot pole. They'll have somebody who, like, I don't know, barely follows baseball, and you can tell, and they'll read, like, 3 highlights from, like, the World Series. And like, come on, it's the World Series. We can't talk about it a little. They're like, no, it's time for Stephen A. to talk about the MVP case between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and what LeBron is doing next.
I mean, they had football players breaking down the gambling scandal because they didn't have any investigative reporters on. Like, come on, guys. If I'm going to pay money for this, like, at least make it quality.
Give us the best. Right. Stop laying off your best reporters. So I don't know what state we are in for journalism and for ESPN, but, like, that's not what I want to spend $30 a month on one channel for. But maybe we'll be bullied into it. I don't know. But it makes me very, very sad. But we did have some good college football over the weekend. I know Jenks is probably thrilled that Texas is quietly reinserting itself back into the college football playoff conversation. Then, is this a real possibility? They beat Vanderbilt over the weekend, 34-31.
Not only is it a real possibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're in the driver's seat. They can get into the college football playoff, and they don't really need any help. They just have to win. That's a lot easier said than done, because they got Georgia coming up on the schedule. They got Texas A&M to close the year. Then they got Arkansas sandwiched between the two of them. So those are three big, really important games. But this entire season with a 12-team playoff in year number two, I have always felt like they're going to get a three-loss team in there, and it's going to be out of the SEC. Well, if Texas beats either Georgia or Texas A&M, they have the resume that stacks up to suggest, hey, we deserve to be that first three-loss team. A win over a top 10 Vanderbilt team, a win already over a top 10 Oklahoma team at the time in the Red River rivalry. And then Georgia's going to be top 10 when they play them, potentially, you know, top four. Texas A&M at current standing is top three. We'll see what they are on Tuesday when the college football playoff rankings come out. But Texas A&M is top three. Unless they just completely get trampled over the next couple of weeks, they'll be a top 10 team. The door is very open. And it sounds crazy because we've kind of made Texas the meme of college football because Arch Manning was flexing on Sam Houston, and that was kind of really it. But he played well on Saturday. This was the best game I thought he'd played all season. Poised, made big-time throws, and that Texas defense is good. They're very much alive and well.
Well, it's crazy to me is that in college football, as long as you lose early in the season, you're not really punished for it as much, as long as there's not too many losses. Because we've seen this with, like, people are looking at the rankings and looking at Notre Dame and be like, what's their good wins this year? But they lost earlier in the season. And you could say that about Alabama. Remember when they were going viral for all of these, like, man-on-the-street interviews where ladies were like, I'm going to win the lottery and then pay the buyout so we can fire Kalen DeBoer. How'd that turn out? Now Alabama, you know, is still, you know, one of the top teams in college football. So it's one of those things where I don't know if it's our own fault as members of the media for driving some of these narratives, or if it's just like people overreacting, just because I still understand that each game is still extremely valuable when you talk about college football. But the stuff with Arch Manning, this is probably more of the realistic trajectory for a young quarterback, as opposed to what we put on him and saying, oh, he's the favorite to win the Heisman because of what, how many games he had played? You know, a few?
Like three. Yeah.
And like, right, such a small sample size. And just because of his last name, they're like, well, there's no way this kid can fail. So it's one of those things where it is totally in the realm of possibility that Texas could get better each week. And if they're in the college football playoff and their best games are still ahead of them, it wouldn't be shocking to me, you know, if they make a run. They have the talent.
This is the great part about the 12-team playoff, because in a 4-team playoff, their season's over. They lose to Ohio State, wrap it up. It's done. But you now incentivize teams to get better as the season progresses. And now you have a situation with Texas. If they get in, I don't know that a lot of people want to see them in the college football playoff as far as, you know, the opposition, because they're still an incredibly talented roster. Their defense is still incredibly fast, and they fly around the football. I know it was only a three-point game, but that was a little bit of garbage time stuff with Diego Pavia scoring late into the fourth quarter, so it really wasn't as close as the score makes it out to be. This was a really quality win for Texas, and as you mentioned, if they continue to stack and get better and better and better, like, God help us all if they beat Georgia. Yeah, Georgia looked a lot more human this weekend against Florida than I certainly thought they would have. Didn't love the smart play from Gunnar Stockton there as someone that was laying the 7.5. I mean, great football IQ there, King, but Lord have mercy. Can I get one, please, of this weekend? It was a bad weekend for me. But if they get better, if they beat Georgia, the hype that has been, you know, just completely dissolute for weeks is going to come right back to the forefront. And they're not going to be in the top 12 on Tuesday, but if they beat Georgia, they got a bye week, and then they play Georgia, so it'll be a couple weeks. But if they beat Georgia, they're going to be right back in that top 12, and then Georgia might fall out of the top 12 if they lose to Texas. Fascinating stuff. I love this sport. I mean, this is crack to me. I just inject it into my veins, smack it and let it go. Like, this is how anybody does not love this sport. Is it doesn't make any sense. I mean, even your team potentially also spoiling your boy, because I have a Georgia Tech playoff ticket. But NC State coming away with a huge win over Georgia Tech. They beat the mess out of the Yellow Jackets this weekend. It was awesome to watch.
Well, this is the frustrating part about being an NC State fan, because once a year it feels like we have a game where we play out of our minds and we beat a team that's like in the top 10. And this is how Dave Doran keeps his job, because people look at this game, they're like, whoa, look at that moment of glory. How can we, you know, fire Doran and like hire Brent Key if we were ever to get him, if we lose, you know, if we beat them head to head? But it's just not a consistent thing, because NC State, you know, you look at this game, you're like, wow, they're a good team. No, they've been getting smoked the past few weeks. So it's one of those things where NC State will have this great win and then they'll come back and like lose to somebody like Boston College. So I am still not buying into NC State as a good program, but that is just me, and I am a cynic about my own program. But back to Texas, like looking at the schedule, like the fact that that Georgia game is on the road, that's really tough. Like, I'm not looking at that game and be like, oh, Texas is going to win that game. Honestly, I feel like that's going to be a really tough game for them, just because how resilient Georgia is. Like, they're a team that feels like they don't flinch in the fourth quarter. Like, maybe they don't cover the number. I don't know what the spread is in that game yet, but that's a tough one. I will say at least Texas gets Texas A&M at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is not an easy end to the schedule. So, like, if Texas gets in the college football playoff, they will definitely earn it.
Yes. I mean, that Georgia game, you're spot on. The thing that's impressed me the most about them is how many games they've trailed in the fourth quarter and how many times they've won. Because the Florida game is an example of this. The Ole Miss game is an example of this. The Tennessee game is an example of it. So not only are they doing this, but they're doing it against quality competition. Like, it'd be one thing if you're playing like the Citadel and you're trailing in the fourth quarter and we're like, whoa, what is happening here? But you're doing this against good quality SEC teams. I mean, they overcame the fired coaching bump with Florida. Now, I don't know. I need to talk to PJ Glasser about this. He's like the master, the PhD in the fired coaching bump. I don't know how it works when you fire a coach and then have a bye. It does feel like the bump maybe comes down a little bit there, but they overcame the fired coaching bump. They took down Florida after they fired Billy Napier. So I think this Georgia team is really, really good. I think Stockton is, he's a lot better than I thought he was, but they're a team that with Kirby Smart coaching the way that he does, they're never out of games. And that is a terrifying, terrifying reality for a lot of teams in the SEC. So hopefully when Texas does play them, they take what kind of went sideways at the end of the game in the fourth quarter with his Vanderbilt win, and they can maximize on how do we not do that to Georgia or not allow Georgia an opportunity to come back.
Yeah, good luck with that, because it feels like Georgia is the most resilient team in college football. And so if it comes down to the final 2 minutes between Georgia and Texas, like, who's your money on? My
Georgia.
Money would still be on Georgia, the team that feels like they have done it several times already this season. All right, coming up next here on the show, we'll continue talking some football, and this time it'll be Monday Night Football, our best bets in Cardinals and Cowboys after the break on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.